We are still with the idea of a fresh approach. And that fresh approach right now is to serenity, tranquil abiding, shamatha. And I want to look at the term Kunjet Gyalpo. It's the name at the bottom of our list here. That term is Tibetan. It's a title, and it means all creating king. We can change the word king to sovereign so that it's, not only one gender. All creating sovereign. And then we have this list of words: listen, understand, meditate, experience. Each of them stated emphatically. And we've worked with this. We've worked with this quite a bit. All creating sovereign. In other words, each of us in any given moment is the all creating sovereign. One could say that's sure, that's pretty obvious. We know that. We know we create our reality and so forth. But to really contemplate it, to really use it, to catch ourselves when we are not creating, or that is to say, we are in habits of consciousness, we are just going along and coming along. We are on our own wheel, our own cyclic wheel. Or equally so, what are we creating is just as valid a contemplation. What are we creating? So are we being fresh, new, creative? And from what level are we creating? If we're creating from habits of consciousness, that's the level at which we're creating them from. And that's more or less the definition of insanity. We will be doing the same thing, but expecting, wanting, desiring a different result. Are we creating freshly? Are we creating newly? Including the creation from tranquility, from serenity, from equanimity, from abiding. So let's just be with some of these thoughts and each of us contemplate, ponder. One of the ideas and characteristics of serenity is peace, ease. In any given moment, we are creating, and we are always living the results and ongoing conditions of what we create. So, further examination is to look at entanglement and ease, peace. Entanglements in our mind, entanglements emotionally. Entanglements in our physical habits or desires and so forth. So there's a lot there. Equally so, peace, ease is a peace in our mind with what we're creating, the conditions we've created, and the ongoing processes that are the results of our own self-made creations. And or the serenity. Is the serenity present? Does the serenity last? And therefore, a deeper happiness. And then, of course, as we deepen into meditation, there is the question of does a human being, do I personally want serenity? Do I want tranquility? Or is, something else desire, excitement, drama? Whatever was something else desired. And in no matter what the response, one could then take that further into examination and self-inquiry, as to why. Why is what desire, what is desired and why? So we smile in this creative moment, recognizing again, non-conceptually, truly factually, that we are all creating and that we are the sovereigns, the masters of our own life. As the Buddha said, who else could be? And smile with that, because that is tremendously empowering. And be with that. It's tremendously empowering. Wow. Who else could be the master of my life but myself, actually? And feel our heart and the courage of the heart and the confidence and presence of the heart. Yes, who else could be the master of my life? When we live it from that truth of being. How marvelous. We take a long, slow, deep breath, which is, of course, its own creative process. And it is so on every level simultaneously. How marvelous. Really, truly, how marvelous that we really are the creators. How marvelous. How empowering. How amazing that is when we step into that, live from that. Love you all. Create your day.